Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. This year, the USDA's Agricultural Outlook Forum will focus on innovative ways that pursuing sustainable practices can benefit farm operations, especially when it comes to rising costs. Stephanie Ho from the USDA has more.
Every year, USDA holds a meeting that brings together all segments of the agricultural community to look at the current and future state of agriculture in this country. And each Agricultural Outlook Forum, as the meeting is called, has its own focus.
The theme of this year's forum is new paths to sustainability and productivity growth. And clearly this year, there's a big focus on sustainability, on climate smart agriculture.
That was World Agricultural Outlook Board Chair Mark Jackanowski, whose office organizes the forum. The issue of sustainability features in several of the forum panels, including one called Managing Production Risk from Climate Models to Field Operations.
We were mentioning the difference between prescriptive and what I would call descriptive. And this panel, I think, is an attempt to be descriptive.
Bruce McWilliams with USDA's Farm Production and Conservation Mission Area helped organize the session.
It's a broad kind of session, but hopefully that will give the audience sort of a perspective of how everything is working down and what we know.
One of the panelists is Lance Griff, a third-generation farmer from Griff Farms in Twin Falls, Idaho.
We farm 4,000 acres. Wheat and corn are our two biggest crops, and we also grow alfalfa and barley.
Less than a decade ago, he started to look into alternatives to conventional tilling.
In previous years, we had just seen articles and news reports and videos that had come out from various sources, but mostly from soil health people, just talking about advances in their soil health and cutting costs on their farm due to these changes. And we just felt like, well, we needed to try some of these things.
Two innovative practices, no tillage and incorporating cover crops, resulted in clear benefits.
We could see them. We could see we were getting more worm activity, the soil infiltrating water much better. That was one of the main things that we were trying to address on our farm.
Moreover, he added these practices also helped cut costs.
We're saving on fuel costs. I would say that we probably have cut our fuel consumption 50% just to not having to go through and run as many tillage passes, cultivation passes with our row crops. I would also say that since we're not tilling nearly as much, there are still times where we do till, but very little. But I would say that since we're not tilling as much, we're not wearing out the equipment we do have, so we don't have to replace it as often also.
And he noted one more source of savings.
Less labor. So, you know, just fewer employees that we have to have economically has been great, especially now that fuel prices are much higher now and we have no idea when that's going to come down.
Again, that was Idaho farmer Lance Griff, who will be speaking on one of the panels at USDA's annual Agricultural Outlook Forum, which takes place virtually February 24th and 25th. This is Stephanie Ho for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
That's going to do it for today's edition of Inside Agriculture. Thank you for spending a few minutes of your day with us. Have a great weekend. We'll see you back here again on Monday.